If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
Welcome back to the Happiness Hangout, the podcast that helps you unlock your potential, shift your mindset, and start living your dream life one step at a time. I'm your host, Katie, life coach, NLP practitioner, and your go-to for all things self-growth. Thanks for hanging out, and let's get started. Your life can truly change so quickly, and so often we get so stuck in life, not because it's not possible for our life to change, but because we don't believe it's possible for our life to change and for it to change quickly. And I was just so excited to make this episode because I was really reflecting on how much has changed in my life in just the past 6 months and how stuck I felt about 6 months ago, where I felt like things weren't moving the way that I wanted them to move, or there was just areas of life that I was like, ugh, I wish I saw more movement here. And when I realized that I was stuck and I was like, it's time to make some changes and put these changes that I'm going to share with you today into action, my life was able to change so much. So I'm just very excited about today's episode, because change doesn't happen by accident. It happens when you really put in little small micro shifts that could make a big difference. And so we're just going to get straight into it. And the first shift is really getting clear on what you actually want. Because if you go into your GPS and don't put in an actual address, it's not going to take you anywhere. And that is the same for your life. You need to get very clear on what you truly want for your life, not what someone else wants for your life, not what you think you should want, but what you want for your life. And don't play small here. Like, ask yourself, okay, what are some goals that I want? What areas would I like my life to change into? And I really love the quote, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. And so get clear on what you want and own it. Set those big goals and don't play small with it. Be like, you know what? Yeah, I do want to have that many sales. Yeah, I do want to start that business. Yeah, I do want to hit that many followers. And rather than shying away from it, like, step into that and step into your power with it and just create that direction for yourself of that's where I want to go and that's where I want my life to change. The second and most important shift, I believe, is believing that it is possible for your life to change and for it to change so quickly. The beliefs that you hold set the tone for what you actually go for and what you actually get in your life. And so ask yourself, do I believe that it's possible for me to get those things? Do I believe that it's possible for my life to change that quickly? And then shift it. And I know this is so much easier said than done, but it's really about you reminding yourself, like, it is possible for my life to change so quickly, and it is possible for me to get all the things that I desire. Because even if you want something so badly, if deep down you don't believe it's available to you, you will block all of that from coming into your life, or you just won't take actions to actually get the things that you want. And so, or you'll get it and you won't be able to hold on to it. And so even with relationships, for example, even if you want this beautiful, healthy, amazing relationship, but you don't believe you're worthy of it, you, number one, might not even put yourself in positions to get it. But number two, even if it comes into your life, you're going to be like, wait, how do I handle this? Like, I don't think I'm ready for this. It's not possible for me to have this, and almost self-sabotage it. And so this key shift here is believing that it is possible for your life to change so quickly and believing it is possible for you to have the things that you desire. Again, your beliefs set the ceiling for what you allow yourself to experience. And so right now, I want you to repeat, either out loud or in your head, it is possible for my life to change so quickly. It is possible for my life to change so quickly. I am able to get all the things that I desire. I am worthy of getting all the things that I desire. Like, whatever those shifts that you have to make, whatever you need to believe you are worthy of, or the beliefs that you need to hold, it's time to take those on. But I truly do believe the most important one is believing that it is possible for your life to change so quickly. And if you ever feel discouraged about it or are having trouble believing that it's possible for your life to change that quickly, something I love to do is just look around for proof of that, of when in my life has things changed quickly, or look around and look at people's lives who are changing so quickly and use that as proof that it's possible for your life to change so quickly. Like, I absolutely love seeing people around me getting the things that they desire, seeing them get them quick, seeing how quickly people's lives are changing, because I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That means my life is also able to change so quickly, and it is such a beautiful thing to see and experience, and proof again that your life can change so quickly. The third shift here is, and just thing to do, is visualization and bringing in the feelings. It's not just about thinking about what you want, but it's about feeling into it. Bringing yourself into the energy of it as much as possible will completely change your life, because your brain does not know the difference between a visually imagined experience and something that actually happened. And so when you start visualizing your life differently, feeling the feelings that your dream self has, or what it would be like to have the things that you desire, you start wiring yourself for that reality. And you also start, it allows you to put yourself in the positions to get the things that you desire. And also, like, it just feels good to feel good. And I do believe that the more good that you feel, the more that you're in those good feelings, the more good is able to come into your life. And so once you're clear on what you want, ask yourself, what would it feel like to get that thing? And visualize this for even a few minutes in the morning or as you're going about your day. I love to, even when I'm in workout classes and I find myself kind of like getting distracted, bringing myself into this, okay, what would it feel like to get that thing that I desire? What would it look like? Can I visualize this? And just bringing it in as much as possible. And I've shared this on here before too, of just when I really wanted this specific car that I have now. I got my dream car a few months ago. And before I got it, I would always just visualize myself having the car, being in it, driving it. What would it feel like to be driving it? What would the steering wheel, when I look down at, what would that look like? And again, this wires yourself for having it, but it also allows you to take the necessary steps to have it, because you keep reminding yourself of, this is my goal and this is what I want to bring in. And that gets me to the fourth point here, of taking aligned action. And this is where a lot of people get stuck, because they visualize, they think about it, they journal, but they don't actually move towards it. And at some point, you do have to take action. You do have to put yourself out there. And even if it's a small little shift, even if it's imperfect, even if you don't know if this is the shift that is going to bring a big change in your life, nothing changes if nothing changes. And so sometimes it's just about you putting yourself out there and taking action from that aligned version of you. Like, the more that you take aligned action, the faster things start to shift. And so when I was truly ready to see the changes in my life, well, number one, I got clear on what areas those shifts needed to be in. And then I asked myself, what are some different actions that I'm not taking right now that I can start taking that will create a big difference in my life? And what are some things that might be a little bit out of my comfort zone, that might be a little different than I normally would do? And I started putting that in my journal of like, okay, every week I have to take these new actions. I have to do these things that are different. Again, nothing changes if nothing changes. And action really not only creates motivation, but it allows things to move in your life. And so ask yourself right now, what is one bold action I can take that aligns with my dream life, that aligns with that thing that I want, and take it this week? And if you're feeling inspired or excited about it, I'd love for you to DM me or let me know what action that is, or if you just need that accountability. Like, I just do think it's so beautiful that when you do take an action, when you do step out of your comfort zone, you allow different things to happen. And I love the quote, miracles happen when you go against your nature. And this isn't just about your nature of who you are, but it's just your nature of what you normally do every single day. Like, the second that you do something differently is when you're able to bring in that change. And then the fifth shift here, and something to bring in, is just more trust. And this piece I could not emphasize enough, because things won't always happen immediately and they won't always happen exactly how you expect, but that doesn't mean that it isn't working and that doesn't mean that things aren't happening behind the scenes. And so while these things are shifting, you have to trust things are unfolding, even if you can't fully see it yet. Because the second that you start doubting everything, you pull yourself right back into that stuck energy, that energy of not, like the stagnation of things not moving. So right now, trust. There is still a big shift coming, even if you can't see it. There could still be so much happening for you behind the scenes. Trust there are things moving for you. Trust that even when you can't see it, it's still happening. And I love just thinking about things that I have in my life and all the beautiful things that had to go on behind the scenes for those things to come into my life. And so anytime you feel stagnant or feel like, ugh, I don't know when this change is gonna come, I feel like things aren't changing, remind yourself, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't happening. And so really quickly, I want us to go over these few points that you're going to take on so that your life can change quickly. And number one is get clear on what you actually want. Number two is believe it is possible for your life to change so quickly. Number three is visualize the things that you have to visualize, your dream life, those goals, and feel the feelings, feel into what it would be like if you already had it. Number four is take aligned action. And number five is trust. Trust that it is working out for you. Trust that change is right around the corner for you. Because again, your life can change so, so quickly, but it all starts with you believing that it can. And then you just get to become the version of you who acts in alignment with that, who thinks in alignment with that, and who moves differently. And that's when truly everything starts to shift. So again, remember, or if you want to say it again out loud or repeat it to yourself, it is possible for my life to change so quickly. My life is able to change so, so quickly. Like, keep repeating that to yourself. The more that you repeat it, the more that you train your brain to believe it, is also the more that you will see the little changes in your life. And again, take different actions that allow those things to come into your life. I am sending you so much love and light. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review as it really helps me continue making these episodes, and we will chat next week.